Today, I'm on Radio Gorgeous Red Sofa with Emma Lucy Knowles. She's a healer and a crystal expert. She has just brought along the most exquisite book that she's written, The Power of Crystal Healing, Change Your Energy and Live a High Vibe Life. Hi, and welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, I'm dying to know how it all started, but let's just start off with this big bag of crystals that you've just brought out. I mean, they're mega crystals.
Thank you. I mean, I have always been a very sensitive human being, as a kid especially. So for me, crystals became like friends in that I found comfort in them without kind of having to strip back all that human layer. They really allowed me a time to explore a bout of childhood depression as I was trying to understand all these skills that I had. Crystals allow me to kind of center myself and anchor in myself. So I'm obsessive. I've always kind of, there's so many wonderful prescriptive books. So the book kind of found me and it wrote itself, and it's more about teaching people to use that inner intuition to help themselves empower and heal and just live a better high vibe life.
So who brought the crystals into your life?
I've always had a lot of skepticism in my family. I found them quite by chance in a village shop. I found a piece of amethyst and it just twinkled at me. And I was like, wow, it's beautiful. So I was like, Mum, Dad, I want to make jewellery. They're like, no. And then just years, they just kept coming into my life. And then I would just communicate with them just by sitting because I like silence. I'm kind of introverted extrovert. I love loads of noise. I love being around people, but sometimes that can be quite...
Well, that's your sensitive side.
Exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You're overwhelmed. You can be overwhelmed.
Exactly, yeah.
Need to re-energize. Now, are they about energy then?
Absolutely. So we're all energy. So for me, crystals, they're like lenses. They can pull in something that we feel like we're lacking or something that we want. So love, abundance, you know, all those great things. And also they can pull out things that we're done with that we don't need to carry anymore. And everything kind of tops and tails. So with one comes the other. And you might pick a crystal because you're feeling one particular way. And actually what it'll do, it'll generate something very different.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close my eyes, actually.
Exactly.
Because I don't know your different crystals. And I'm going to see, can you hear them? I'm going to see which one comes, and you can tell me, oh, strangely, this one that's rough is talking to me.
Oh. Yeah. Now, when I was getting ready to come today, I packed every piece with polish, and I was like, I must pick up a piece of raw quartz because this is rose quartz, and it's so reflective of you. It's all about the love. Now, I believe all our energy is love. So everything we're doing in life should be about love and compassion for ourselves, for human beings. And that's exactly what you're doing. And as soon as I walked in and sat on this beautiful sofa, that's the vibe you're giving off. So for me, that's mirroring your essence.
So it's rose quartz.
Yes.
And that will give you love, luck.
Luck, it's protective for me. I find it's a confidence stone, but that's the beauty of it. How it works for you is going to be very different for me. So I was thinking about when I was writing the book as well, it's about how my sister puts her makeup on is very different to how I do it. It's a unique practice. So whereas we can say like rose quartz, it's a stone of love. It's like, well, love for me is going to be very different to the next person. So it's then for delving a bit deeper and sitting with it going, how's it making me feel? So even for you right now, when you picked it, you're like, it's raw. So it's real. That's why you're drawn to it. It's real. It's not polished and high shine because love is raw.
And that's how they're found then in the earth. Mm. Where would a rose quartz be found?
Gosh, it's such a common stone. Mm. Brazil, Africa, everywhere. Mm. And I think people kind of slightly poo-poo it a bit because they're like, oh yeah, rose quartz for love. But the reason it's so common is because there's so much of it. So we have to think about why. Is there so much of it? Why is it so common? Because it's something that we all need.
Okay, so I'm looking at your pile here.
Yeah.
Very interestingly, there's one which really looks like a piece of my chandelier. I think, is it a bit from my chandelier?
Yeah.
Did you nick it?
I came in.
What? It's see through and it's been sparkled, shined, and it's got edges.
Yeah.
What is that?
So that's a piece of clear quartz. So clear quartz for me is the stone I use when I'm trying to think. And I'm thinking clear thoughts. It cuts through, like you say, like glass. It's so, it reflects everything within me. And this particular piece is pointed. So we use points to draw in and draw out. So we're talking earlier about lenses. So if we talk about chakra points, we can place a point of the crystal on the chakra. And because this is double-ended pointer, exactly. Mm. It's pulling the light in and drawing the dark out.
Yeah, because I've just actually, no, we'll go on to me later about what I want. But let's talk more about the stones.
Sure.
Okay, I'm really attracted towards the turquoise heart.
The most expensive piece.
Yes, because I'm so classy. Yeah, tell me about this.
This is Amazonite. So again, so we talked about rose quartz being love. But for me, Amazonite's actually the stone of the heart. It's actually a stone that gives me great confidence. And I know when I'm using it in session with people, they get a real kick out of it. It triggers in me a deep belief of self. So rather than kind of bridging over emotion, it helps me deep down dive under it and kind of pull something up that's useful from that pain rather than just kind of goodbye, see you later.
Yeah, you know, which we know if we say it, to come back. We've got to face that pain, acknowledge it, put a name on it and accept it, and then it'll go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So think of that like a diving suit.
Wow, love it. Yeah. Okay, I'm now going to pick on the one that... Now, this looks like two bullets.
Yeah, so these are magnetised hematite. Hematite is awesome because it
hematite
is...
Hematite sounds like a hermaphrodite.
It is, it's attracting. So it is a stone of attraction. But in Egypt, the Egyptians used hematite as mirrors because it's reflective.
Wow.
So I had a really, like one of my first crystal trips on this. And I remember lying out in my living room, just holding the crystals in my palms, just very relaxed. And the light in the room just started going vroom, vroom, vroom. And I just remember thinking, obsessed. I'm obsessed. So, yeah, I love...
So what vibe does this one give out?
Grounding.
Oh, God, I really need that one.
Think about it like moon boots. So it's kind of like finding our place on the earth in this particular climate. It's very difficult to kind of understand where we fit in inverted brackets because we're never going to fit in anywhere, but we can find our place. And then we can walk with pride with that. So hematite for me is...
Hematite for me, I think I need it in my bed.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yes,
definitely.
Speckled egg. This really looks like a robin's egg.
It does. Yeah. I've never really thought about that. This is a Dalmatian stone. So it's a friendship stone. It's a loyalty stone. It's one that kind of comes in your life when you're discerning what's right for you in terms of maybe business relationships, friendship relationships, the relationship you're having with yourself. I know that I suffer with a vision of myself like we all do, and I sleep with this particular crystal to help me wake up feeling that connection.
That's funny we talked about sleeping, because so you sleep with your best friend.
Yeah. Gotta sleep with someone,
Okay, so that one's been in your bed a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, is that tiger's eye?
It is, yeah. My favourite.
Oh.
It's one of my favourite. Yeah, it just does everything.
So it's an orangey brown, it's got lines on it. I don't know why I know it. Is it quite a famous one?
Yeah, it's the confidence stone. It is the ultimate confidence stone. Again, it's probably as common to us as the rose quartz. Now, a long time since I've been dating, but when I was dating, I keep my crystals in my bra because I believe skin to skin contact is key. And I put this in my bra. The date was going super, super well. And then the bra came off and the crystal dropped on the floor. And it was kind of like, able to then
who
make
the
a joke.
Hell are you?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's my confidence. So
that's the white witch. If you can't accept my white witch side, you're out. Well, I hope he went.
He did. Yeah.
Good. Okay. I'm now attracted to this green. Yeah. It is green. It looks like jade.
It is. It's chrysoprase. So this is my heart stone. This is when I'm being creative. I wear this in rings as well. So when I'm healing, I'm using my hands a lot. So I have to draw in a lot of heat and a lot of kind of warmth. And I always find this is... Some people find it like kryptonite. So some people find it very appealing. Some people find it kind of absolutely not. It just looks a bit too alien for me. But for me, it's about tuning in.
Lovely. Well, probably maybe at the beginning of a session, you'd hold it to just to... get what's the vibe going on. Now, again, I'm going to pick another green one. Is this one jade?
That is jade. Okay. Yeah, this is Chinese jade.
Okay.
So people are using this all the more. The shape of this one is kind of very spherical and it's smooth side.
Yeah.
Because
it's a flat disc shape.
Yeah. For people are using it for facials a lot more now. I have this particular piece because you have also have a heart point when you're having crystal therapy on your kind of face. It's right in the middle of your forehead.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so if you're kind of, you can massage your
face. That's where I get my headaches, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I want to rub it now.
Yeah, go for it. Go.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Now, what does jade give off then?
Well, it's luck. It's kind of, in Chinese medicine, it's a very lucky, wealthy stone. Mm. But it's very opening and expressive.
Now, what's really interesting is we've got a cat here, Babushka. You can see Babushka on our website if you go into people that work on Radio Gorgeous, radiogorgeous.com. He is sitting on all the stones.
So I love working. Like, cats are great. And actually, I'll always talk about cats when I'm doing a workshop because their energy spins in a different direction to ours.
Wow.
So ours is clockwise and they go the other way. So when you're kind of in a emotion of feeling frightful or, you know, people say, I feel like everything's shutting down. It's just because we're either spinning slowly or we're spinning the other direction. So when somebody says, the cat is running at me and I don't like them, your energy starts spinning the way. And that's what they're attracted to because that's where they get their pull. And that's what they like. So he's feeling everything, aren't
he? He really is. He's loving the stones. Okay, now I'm pulling out one from underneath his tummy. This is really pretty. I call it a pale mauve striped with a little bit of kind of purple in the middle.
This is blue lace agate. And I have this as a pair. This one for me is an interesting one. It makes me feel like a warrior, personally. Although it's the colours are very soothing and kind of enriching, it's about knowing that you can be strong without having to kind of hold a weapon in your hand. You can actually make...
I think all women need this, yeah, especially when you're going out.
Yeah, and it's often something I get gifted quite a lot from other women, which is nice. So it's a really empowering...
So what's it called
stone.
Again?
Blue lace agate.
Okay, yeah. So it's a Radio Gorgeous stone, everybody.
It's the Radio Gorgeous stone.
Blue lace agate. Now, come on, Babushka. Is there anything else in there we haven't talked about?
There's your amethyst.
Yes. Now, amethyst, I remember we always had one in our sitting room. Mm. And I just used to look at it and it just took my imagination away because it's beautiful.
Isn't it?
And it's, I don't know, it's to me, is it something to do with love? And soul?
It's a very spiritual stone. Mm. And like I was saying, for me, energy and spirit is love. So absolutely. Mm. My dad's kind of, he's my biggest fan now, of course, but he was probably my biggest kind of teacher and skeptic. So I always used to buy him a piece of amethyst and whack it on his work because actually it's a success driving stone. Oh. And actually a lot of success comes from our belief in having an open mind or a clear mind, and that is just a powerhouse. It
okay,
really is.
Great. So if I want Radio Gorgeous to move on, I've got other projects, I've got to go and buy an amethyst and have it.
Absolutely.
By my bed or in the office?
I do both because by your bed's great. If you think about the amount of work and healing you do in your sleep, people are like, oh God, I had mad dreams, but I can't remember any of them. Mm. I'm always like, great, because you're healing in your sleep, the stuff that you need to let go of, so you're making space. Mm. So if you can put yourself in that wonderful cocoon for however many hours you can actually do, that's how you set your day up, right, with that open mind. And then if you're moving that energy into your office.
Now, obviously, this is too big to go down a bra.
Well, I don't know.
Depends how big the bra is. Excellent, excellent.
But they do come in all shapes and sizes. That's always my thing. It's like when you're buying them for a little piece, you know, £2-3, definitely. If you want something more extravagant, go in the store and buy it.
And also, I imagine, go in and don't use your mind, but use your hand and your feelings to choose.
Exactly. It's all about the intuitive path, because you can go in with a list of 7 that you want. That's what the book, the kind of intention is. It's kind of going, actually, what am I drawn to? And today it might be that I like the way something looks. Tomorrow it might be the way something feels. And then there may be a day where I'm like, I need to be a bit more prescriptive. So go with an open mind and an open heart.
Can I just ask, which is the calming one?
Oh, they all are. But this is the Golden Healer.
Oh, we haven't looked at this one.
Yeah. Oh, the pussycat was keeping it nice and warm. This is really calming. But I also find this is another type of, I find eggs.
Yeah, they look like eggs. Mm. Yeah. One's a kind of misty see-through. Yeah. I can't remember.
Which is the same as the quartz, but it's because it's in an egg shape. Yeah. It totally changes the dynamic of it.
And what's the other one?
This is a orange quartz. So this is kind of like what they call a golden healer. So I always couple these two and I use them a little bit like stress balls. They are quite calming. Because actually something about the shapes of the stones too, that is very, very soothing. So working them together, you're kind of getting a lift of spirit while the other one's kind of going in and doing the digging and kind of removing of the tension.
How did you know you were a healer?
Okay, so I'm 34 now. When I was 11, I've always had imaginary friends. People call them invisible friends, but I just knew I could hear things whispering on the wind, see things whispering on the wind. Completely obsessed by my grandparents, both of whom had died before I was born. And I had a particular spot at home where I'd go and sit looking out the window, and I could sit there for hours. So now I know it was meditating, but back then nobody really talked about that. And my mum would kind of shoo off any conversation about my grandparents, but this one day I was sat looking out the window and this man walked towards me. So when I say, like, it wasn't a man in a white sheet, it was in my mind and it was like a tracing paper. Somebody laid a tracing paper over my mind and I could see him walking. And he said, "I killed your grandmother." So I'm coupled with two things here. The most incredible feeling of connectivity. Orgasmic, I'd say, like feeling of like my bass clicking in, everything in me just going, waking up. And then running into my mother who's drying her hair and going, "Granddad killed granny, granddad killed granny." And her dropping the hairdryer and this kind of just
screaming.
Breaking a heart.
Yeah.
It's very difficult because...
Because it was true.
It was true, yeah. But we didn't talk about it, so I walked
out
that room.
Of course they didn't talk about it. Domestic abuse.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. Mental health, yeah.
He had mental health.
So he had mental health. She was going to leave him, and he grabbed her by the throat and caught the nerve in her neck. And my mum found her at 21. So he was reaching out to me to heal his relationship with my mother. But nobody told me that for 6 years. So for 6 years, I was like, I'm nuts, I'm crazy, put a lot of weight on. Lost myself. And the more you try to switch this ability down, the louder it gets. So I didn't sleep very well. And it kind of got quite dark. And I found a way out. And I've realised I have this gift where I can work with my hands and I can work with spirit. But because I kind of became quite sceptical of myself, when I'm healing, I see clairvoyantly, psychically, whatever you want to call it. But I debate what I'm seeing because I know how important it is for people that you deliver the right advice and you remove the right things and you bring in the right things for them. So I've developed this work, art, whatever you want to call it, where it allows for the individual. So we're healing energetically and then we're seeing and I'm debating and then helping people.
So you're debating whether to give them the good or the bad news.
Yeah, it's kind of like debating... Am I seeing this right? And then really getting into the detail of it. Because I could see a pigeon and be like, oh, it's a pigeon. It's like freedom. Like, but actually the bird could be walking somewhere else and there could be something deeper. So it's about not skimming the surface because this is people's lives and we all deserve to feel good. And I've never kind of 15 years of learning my art, just I've been meditating with quantum physicists, meditating with Buddhists, Muslims. I was invited to the church to just trying to expand and delve deeper into the depths.
So yeah, you want to be able to be a kind of expert at this, not an amateur.
Yeah.
You want to become a professional healer, so you don't want to mislead anybody, and you want to use your tool in a really positive way, which will enhance people's life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So therefore, I was working two jobs for 7 years, working in town, like, because you have to have human experience. And I've got lots of my own pains, which I've overcome, and I can share, and I can work with kids, I can work with people leaving the planet, I can just work with people.
You told me you're helping a dog with cancer.
Yeah. The animals are so kind of receptive to energy.
They're already open, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, their psyche is already open.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's doing really well, but we know it's not going to cure it forever, but it's palliative. The people I trained with when I was doing my energy healing, they worked on a teenage cancer ward. So, but they're doing the work not only for the kids coming up treatment, but for the parents, because it's emotionally very heavy.
Now, how about being a healer? Is it the sort of thing that at the end of the day you think, oh my God, I'm so worn out. It's taken all my, it's drained me. What happens to you afterwards? Yeah.
So like I said, 7 years I was working. I was getting up at 5 a.m. I was channeling, writing, going to work 8 or 7, coming home working, working every hour.
What, working on becoming the spiritual healer?
No, working in the media.
For working, I know you're working in the magazine in the day and then at night.
Yes. Apologies. And then in the weekends, the same. So I don't know how I did it. Physically, I probably shouldn't have been able to do it, but I did. And it does charge me up, but you're right. You're so right. I was not looking back at myself and going, are you giving yourself enough? So it's super important. And I have a great core team, a kind of acupuncturist, people that I talk to. And obviously then I have spirit. And that's where I leave it, because...
And who is your spirit guide?
It's white light. It's so interesting. I do have a couple kind of... there's a chap called Al Bard, and there's just energies that pop in and out, but they're so relevant to the person. But everything's quite angelic.
Wow. Mm. So you definitely believe in an afterlife then?
Yeah, I do.
And people that come back, like your grandpa, granddad, he wasn't a happy soul, and is that why he had to come back to Earth? I mean, is that... Because we always hear that ghosts usually are unhappy. Is there truth in that?
Yeah, I believe he was being held back from ascending. So I believe you ascend for however the period of time is before you come back. And you, obviously you don't come back as the same person, and your energy splits and shifts and we become many different people. I think he was coming back because my mother hadn't forgiven him, so he was kind of caught.
He needed a channel and he found you.
Yeah. And I always kind of think of it very strange, like, because I always think there's fate. And I believe actually when we come to life, we sometimes make decisions about very specific things that we need to learn from.
Yes, we're all on a journey. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really excited because you are going to do a healing on me.
Yes.
I'm just going to let the cat out because everyone can hear me opening the door and letting the cat out. Go on, pussy. Doesn't want to be in the room while we do this. I'm going to lie down. I want you to tell me if anything comes in that you've got to tell me as well.
Sure.
Yeah, because I have had, you know, all sorts of going on in my life, and you probably picked up on things already, actually.
But you're still wonderful.
Oh, you're still wonderful. Mm-hmm. So you know that there's something that has happened to me. Okay, so tell me where I've got to lie.
So we're going to lie down on the sofa. I can start.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you feel the crystals too.
You talk into it.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to place the crystals in your hand. And as we're talking, there you go. It's about following your breath. So the breath is wonderful because... It's our body's innate air conditioning unit. So by following your breath, you're allowing your body just to become very settled, very safe. And I'm going to start counting your breath. And I want you just to follow my voice. Just to trust and know that you have the capacity, the capability... to take on even more than you so often allow. And you have the capacity, the capability to let go of so much more than you so often allow. Long breath in, gentle sigh out. Breathing into my count for 4, 3, 2, and out for 4, 3, 2, 1, and in for 4, 3, 2, and out for 4, 3, 2, breathing in for 5, 3, and out for 5, 3, breathing in for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and out for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
In for 7, 5. And out for 7, 4. And in for 7. And out for 7. Breathing in for 8, 3. And out for 8. Biggest breath of the day in for 9. And out for 9. And in for 7. And out for 7. And in for 5. And out for 5. And in for 5. And out for 5. And I want you just to hang out here, breathing in for 5. And out for 5. Pushing your breath deep into your belly. And out through your fingertips. Every breath becoming a delicious extension of yourself. And when you just to allow the energy centers in your hands just to start calling back to you with every breath. Allowing the crystals in your hand just to gently respond to your call.
This left one is calling.
Lord. That's lovely. Just allowing that medicine just to flow deeply. That clarity just to flow deeply. And you have a war wound at your solar plexus, okay? It's almost like an old-fashioned car crash.
Okay. Wow.
But as ever, with grace and cheer, you survived it.
Yeah.
And I see you getting out of that car unscathed. Most importantly, they're saying is you have to take... You've got like a World War kind of II hat on. You have to take your armour off. And let that sunshine back into your head, because that's where you do your magic. Okay, there's oceans for you to cross, so that feels like travel.
Mm-hmm.
And trust. This is about trusting yourself. Because you believe in people.
Totally.
And the right people are coming, because you've called for that clarity. Just seeing a very big house across the other side of a lake. But it's not a big swim to get to that building, that place, that residence that feels so familiar. It's almost like that building is you. It's a gentle boat ride across, but it's about not weighing down the boat with other people. People can make their own way across, okay?
Okay.
I just want you to breathe into my hand on your belly. And then breathing into my heart. Gosh, that's big. Your heart's your umbrella, okay? They're just encouraging you to use that sometimes to allow yourself to become invisible so that you can watch situations unfold. You have an energy that stands out.
Yeah.
So often people will be playing or performing to you, okay? So it's about allowing that... to protect you, not in a kind of dangerous way, but in a manner of, I can look out and see what's really going on because you have excellent perception. And that's why the clear quartz is calling to you. You've got a book in you up here as well. That's marvellous. More pictures in the book than words.
Mm.
But it's got to be using all senses, so that's why you like the audio. It's got to be some words, not many, because things get lost in that translation for you. Not because of you, because that's just life. But the pictures, it's like paintings on top of pictures. And also it's dedicating that practice now to yourself. I'm just going to allow you just to float for a moment. Yeah, this is the beginning of a... It's your beginning comes at the end of a very hard cycle, so that's why it feels just a little bit sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw the dice. Lovely. Okay. You definitely do need that jade. Because this is opening. I'm talking about your third eye here.
Yeah, it's aching. Mm. It aches.
Mm. Not because it's closed or shut down. It's just there's more now. It's almost like you reached an era where it's like, what more could I possibly learn? And actually what you can learn from right within your inner knowing. That's what that is. So I'm going to carry on working on that for the rest of the day for you, actually, from afar. So be interested to know how you're feeling with that tomorrow. Okay. Just pulling your breath back into your body. Long breath in. Delicious sigh out. And then when you're ready, and there you are, only when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.
Wow. Just to say, I can feel a very strong connection between this and my heart. My heart's really opening when I open, hold this.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yes, that's your left hand is your love line. It's obviously why we wear a wedding ring on that finger often, because it's our connection back to our heart. So that is awesome. And you're using a clarity stone. So it's about cutting through. I know you know what you need to do next. Just 5 steps forward, 2 to the side, and only 1 back. Okay?
Okay.
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 But you have to, this is about trusting yourself as much as you trust in other people.
Okay.
And then there's not going to be any disappointment.
Wow. Mm. That's so powerful. Mm. You're so powerful and amazing.
Bless you.
Now let's talk about other, thank you so much for my healing session. And I advise anyone to lie down while they're listening to that and just go through it. Mm. And if you've got any, what could they use if they haven't got a crystal at home?
Like if you don't have a crystal at home, I like essential oils too. I think they're equally as powerful. I think anything that's sense driven. I meditate and this might sound baffling, but anything from nature. I have an obsession with pine cones and kind of wood and things that make you feel of home, pictures. You know, we have such incredible innate skills that we just don't use. We just don't. We've forgotten how. Historically, we'd have been taught how to use them. So we're in an age where we're really trying to connect back in. So don't feel silly. Anything that feels right.
I love it because nature... Literally. In fact, you've made me want to go out for a walk now.
And the sun's out.
Yeah, the sun's out, but it's about green and earth.
Mm.
You know, like your pine cone is grown from a tree,
mm.
which is grown from the earth. So we are from the earth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what I think people forget a lot. What are we made of? What are humans made of? Mm. We've come from the earth, mm. nowhere else, and stardust, obviously.
Absolutely.
So
what a powerful, like, combination.
Yeah.
We really, really reduce ourselves. We really, really do. And we're born from a seed, just like a tree.
Exactly. So tell us what the book, if I buy the book, what will it give me?
I am hoping, actually, that the book is empowering people to listen to themselves, to trust their instinct, to use the most beautiful things buried, like hidden treasure on the planet that's just becoming so more accessible, to really tune in back to you and what you want without feeling like you have to put up a fight for it. Equally, to make you feel more connected with yourself and with the world. That's, we're in the age of the social, we're looking to feel connected, but let's connect back into equally something that's really important, and that is earth, wind, fire, it's all those things. And I hope it allows you to know that you're never the same person on any given day, and therefore you have choices, and that you can have as many crystals as many lipsticks that you want.
Brilliant. And where would we find a crystal shop? Or can
yes.
Can you tell us some good ones in London, anyway?
Well, the Witching Quarter, so Covent Garden.
Yeah.
Obsessive.
I think I know it. Yeah.
So we've got the Astrology Shop, which is great because that's really, if you want to.
Where's that?
That's at the top of Neil Street. Mm. So if you want a really rustic, raw, authentic, real experience, go and have a play in there. But equally, there's Mysteries on Covent Garden, which is a bit more kind of witchy, and there's also Buddha on the Bicycle, and they all do very different things, and I go in each one for very specific moods because there's a different vibe in each shop.
Now lastly, Emma, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to give us a tips and hints of how to develop our intuition, because a lot of people don't know where it is, how to feel it. Mm-hmm. They hear the word intuition. What is it and how can we access it?
Okay. So for me, if we think about our body like a computer, we in spirit, we landed into this body, and everybody's individual body has very different ways of hearing, feeling, different senses, different ways of exploring, but equally some of them develop in childhood in ways we're creative and we play. I feel creativity and play is one of the most important ways to develop your intuition, and to knowing that it doesn't just have to be one thing. We're not one trick wonders, which is why we get so kind of depressed and suppressed kind of with work and things, because it's doing one thing repetitively. So it's very important that you start, I'd start by just using your breath or using an app for meditation and listening to what's calling you. Equally, intuition works with signs, and I think people are expecting great big lumps of gold to fall on the ground and be like, that's a sign. They're very subtle, and kind of that's how spirit works in a very wonderful way, in that they'll kind of put, you'll see the same thing perhaps three times. Don't ignore it. I had a lady come in to see me the other day, and she came up to pick her dog, and her mother had passed away from cancer the year before, and I'd been working with her mother, and we went in my bedroom, which is where I work often, and there was a white dove in my room. I mean, the chances on the fifth floor of,
I've just got massive goosebumps.
Yeah, it was about to get bumpier because it was crazy. It was picking the crystal up, throwing on the floor, and I went, oh, it's Paula. Just, that was my, just, it was spilling out. She walked off. I thought, oh, I've offended her. Maybe I shouldn't have brought her mum up yet. She came back in about an hour later and said, when my mum died, I asked for signs, and they said, get very specific. And I asked for pink feathers. Now, this dove had pink feathers painted, his tail feathers were painted pink.
I'm crying now.
Yeah, she was shocked. Oh, we all were. And if you know, the videos on my Instagram, I think we were all just a bit in disbelief by it, but it was bringing a message for her mum's there. But for me, my thing was, am I doing the right thing doing this work? Peace is in my room. For my sister, it was, I live with my sister, it was about kind of miracles do happen, and it's something for everybody.
So look for symbols. Mm-hmm. Intuition, though, is it? I mean, I used to feel it very strongly in my gut. Solar plexus. Mm-hmm. Not gut, more solar plexus. It would twitch, you know.
Yeah.
That hasn't, since I had depression, that's gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how I can get that solar plexus kind of active again.
So that's what we were just working on. So remember I said to you about that kind of car crash at your belly. I believe that your intuition flows through your being.
But so, obviously there's a bit of a block there.
And you can feel it. Yeah, so that's great. That's great. So we can use crystals, energy work, sound baths, or just music, I like to think. Mm. But we can all rub our hands together. It's like static energy. Mm. And we can place our hands on our bed and we can kind of tap into
and sort of will it
healing.
To heal.
Exactly.
Just say, I am healing every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But our intuition, sometimes mine comes through my heart.
Yes.
Sometimes my ears.
Yeah.
And it's about not denying one or the other.
So it can come out anywhere.
We're a great big antennae. We really are, you know what I mean? So it's like we've got to kind of allow for our body to talk to us. And so in order to develop your intuition, you need to learn how to listen.
Okay, fantastic. So, The Power of Crystal Healing by Emma Lucy Knowles, and that's spelled K-N-O-W-L-E-S, is published by...
It's Pop Press, which is Penguin. Yeah.
Okay, and how do people follow you on Instagram?
I am your_EmmaLucy. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your inner self on Radio Gorgeous. Well,
thank you for allowing me to feel so comfortable to do so. It was lovely.
Women of all colours... they're made out of crystals or on Radio Gorgeous. Just come and find us. We're just full of light and colour, rainbows.
Fun.
Exactly.